This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day for looking back and looking forward and looking at where we stand right now. Why today in particular? Well, because we have one more day, and then the day after that, this Saturday, is the 20th anniversary. 20th anniversary of September 11th. One of the people who was at the very center of that history with the President of the United States is a former White House press secretary. Everybody knows him. I think everybody likes and respects him, or should. His name is Ari Fleischer. He is a Fox News contributor. And he is featured along with, they have a list of stars. And the number one star is Jeff Daniels, who's the narrator. He plays the narrator. And then they have a great cast. They have George W. Bush playing George W. Bush, Dick Cheney playing Dick Cheney, Condoleezza Rice playing Condoleezza Rice, and Ari Fleischer playing Ari Fleischer. We were just talking about this briefly. This is produced by the BBC. It's streaming on Apple, and it's unforgettably good. Weren't you pleasantly surprised, Ari Fleischer?
Well, I was. I really was. But, you know, I wish we were just a cast. It was real. And, you know, that's 20 years later, what's still riveting about it all. It was so real, and it changed America. But kudos to the BBC. They told the story straight, and they and Apple did a wonderful, wonderful job telling a historic story.
Well, the interesting thing about it is you always think, and I know when, and I'm sure this was part of your job, is what will history say? What will history say? This is history speaking right now, and I think it's about time. It's something I've always predicted would be there. It seems like President Bush is getting more of his due than, say, 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think that's right, and especially about September 11th. I think Iraq remains, for many people, an open book controversy. But, you know, the reason that BBC Apple documentary resonated so much, I think, is one, President Bush's leadership just shone through, and the country felt it from September 12th forward. And then secondly, the nation rallied, and the two went hand in hand. Without a strong leader of a president, the nation would not have rallied as much. And when you have a strong president, he leads the nation to rally. Both those factors were present on September 11th, 12th, 13th, and from the thereafter. And I think the country appreciated that.
Okay. What were your first thoughts? What were the first things you said to the president when you had a chance to say to him after you heard that the first plane had hit?
Well, the very first thing I actually said to him was written down on the back of a notepad, where after the second plane hit the second tower, I was in this classroom with the president, some 20 feet over his left shoulder. Andy Card famously walked in and whispered into his right ear. And knowing I had just gotten a page saying the second tower was hit, I wrote on the back of a notepad, "Don't say anything yet." And I maneuvered over, put my back to the press, and held it up for the president. Because it struck me that everybody in the world is now watching on TV, except for the President of the United States and those of us in this classroom. The world had more information than we did. And so I just thought the worst thing could happen is for the president to say something to the press corps as they shouted questions until he had a proper briefing. And sometimes you have to kind of stiff-arm the press and not give them what they legitimately have a want for and should get, which is explanations, statements. But I just wanted him to get a briefing first. And that's what happened. We got the press out of the room. He went to a holding room, and that's when everybody was working the phones to find out what is going on in New York.
Well, you performed a great public service to your president and your country with that note. And you know what I was wondering about? Do you know if anyone has gone after those kids who were in that classroom. They were second graders, were they? They were something like that.
First graders, and yes, I've seen numerous shows now. There are documentaries, there are print stories telling the story of these kids 20 years later, or 19, or 18, or 17. Throughout time, you'll find people have done that, and it's really remarkable to listen to these kids and the school teacher and the principal, all of whom talked about what an important day that was, of course, because it was their school. And none of them knew about the attack on our country. You know, before there were smartphones and everybody getting access to everything, they were riveted by just having a president there. So the total shock of the moment, the fact that there was a president there, the president, why the attack took place, and these kids really are very praiseworthy of President Bush, almost uniformly black, and I think it's part of just the special remembrance of his visit. And the teacher talked about how common Bush was and how grateful she was that he didn't just bolt out of his chair and run, which would have scared the kids and likely panicked the nation. So an interesting contrast to what Michael Moore said about George Bush, film producer who made a movie where he highlighted those 7 minutes or 6 minutes that Bush sat there, implying that George Bush somehow could have stopped the plane from hitting the Pentagon or gone down to Shanksville if only he had left the room 6 minutes earlier.
Well, in terms of what has changed in America, there was a piece that Daniel Henninger wrote today, saying that bring back something that everybody was saying on September 11th and immediately thereafter, nothing will ever be the same. Everything has changed. What do you think has changed in our country permanently?
Well, I'm pleased to say, or heartened to say, the most enduring change has been a bipartisan one, and it's how tough we have gotten against terrorists. The changes in laws to allow the CIA to share information with the FBI and vice versa, our beefed up intelligence gathering capabilities, some of which was incredibly controversial, the FISA courts that we now have, all of this came about so we can monitor and eavesdrop terrorists. And civil libertarians and others have raised issues about it, but I'm glad it's there. The use of armed drones. We didn't have armed drones prior to September 11th. Now we have armed drones so we can be on the offensive. All of this has been bipartisan, carried out, not started by George Bush with some criticism, but then carried out by Barack Obama, Donald Trump, and Joe Biden. That's a bipartisan infrastructure that's in place to keep the country safe. And we have not been hit by a major terrorist attack since September 11th. There have been lone wolf attacks, but no organized major attack on the United States. We've gotten tough, and we've stayed tough, and I'm glad to see that. Despite what's happening in Afghanistan, we have a much stronger infrastructure. Afghanistan's a separate issue now.
Are you worried, as I know some of your former associates are, that we may have to return to Afghanistan?
Extremely worried. I don't know how anybody can't be worried. It doesn't take a lot of logic to realize that when there's a void in the Middle East, it's always filled by the worst, most radical, murderous people. That was true in Syria. That was true in Iraq. It was true in Afghanistan until we went in, cleared them out. And now it's going to be true in Afghanistan again. Vacuums are not good things in the Middle East. And the history of Afghanistan was, that's where they went to plot the attack on the United States. And we have no intelligence left there. We have no support mission left there. We have no nothing left there. It wasn't a war we were fighting. We were in a backup support role, gathering intelligence with forward bases. All of that's gone. It will be filled.
That's Ari Fleischer. You can see the film, documentary film, which is remarkable. You feel as if you're there with them, dealing with some of the most trying moments that any presidential administration has ever had to deal with. He's a former White House press secretary. He is a contributor to Fox News. And Inside the President's War Room is the name of the piece, 9/11, Inside the President's War Room. It is now streaming on Apple. We will be right back, coming up with Joshua Cohen, who has dug deep into the origins and uses of, yes, ivermectin. We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but we can't do it alone. Hear from the acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished. And join him October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVet History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus membership.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are two stories that I think are important to cover. Both of them look back to very controversial events in the past, and not quite as immediate, not as close up as September 11, 20 years ago. But one of them more than 100 years ago, and one of them a little bit more than 50 years ago. The 50 years ago episode was the killing of Robert Kennedy. it's been unseemly, I think, in some ways, that of the surviving children of Robert Kennedy, there are nine of them, there are two, Robert Kennedy Jr. and Douglas Kennedy, who have basically asked this, Sirhan, Robert Kennedy's killer in June of 1968, that he should be paroled. This is a very big and explosive issue, and no one knows how it's going to play in California, where they're going to be deciding whether or not Gavin Newsom gets to continue as governor. I think he made a terrible mistake, not to say flat out in the beginning, as one of his most prominent competitors did, Larry Elder, that if he is governor when it comes up, which will be about a month from now, and of course next week they're having the recall election. If Gavin Newsom is reelected, it seems almost certain that he will be authorizing the parole that was recommended by two members of the parole board for Sirhan, who's been in prison for 53 years for shooting Robert Kennedy in the back of his head, murdering him, leaving behind 10 children and another child on the way, another child who wrote very movingly about having never met her father because of this man. In any event, the big news is that Ethel Kennedy, his widow, who's 93 years old, issued a brief statement that was released on Twitter by her daughter, a lawyer and activist, Kerry Kennedy. That's also, by the way, the ex-wife of Andrew Cuomo. This is what Ethel Kennedy, 93, wrote. Bobby believed we should work to tame the savageness of man and make gentle the life of the world. He wanted to end the war in Vietnam and bring people together to build a better, stronger country. More than anything, he wanted to be a good father and loving husband. Our family and our country suffered an unspeakable loss due to the inhumanity of one man. We believe the gentleness that spared his life. We believe in the gentleness that spared his life. He had been originally sentenced to death, and then he was given a life term. But in taming his act of violence, he should not have the opportunity to terrorize again. Her statement came a week after the former U.S. Representative Joseph P. Kennedy, the second, RFK's oldest son, also denounced the possible parole of Sirhan, 77. It is completely insane that they're talking about basically freeing Sirhan. And you know why? Because he has not expressed meaningful remorse. And they say he is no danger concerning terrorism. He has not rejected the ideology, and it wasn't ideology, it's a terrorist ideology, that led him to do this killing. According to one of the histories, here's a motive cited for Sirhan's actions is the Middle East conflict. Immediately after his arrest, Sirhan said, "I can explain it. I did it for my country," meaning the non-country of Palestine. Sirhan believed that he was deliberately betrayed by Kennedy's support for Israel in the June 1967 Six-Day War, which had begun 1 year to the day before the assassination. During a search of Sirhan's apartment after his arrest, a spiral-bound notebook was found containing a diary entry that demonstrated that his anger had gradually fixated on Kennedy, who had promised to send 50 fighter jets to Israel if he was elected president. Sirhan's journal entry of May 18, 1968, less than a month before the assassination, read, quote, "My determination to eliminate RFK is becoming the more and more of an unshakable obsession. Kennedy must die before June 5th. He wrote that on May 18th. They found other notebooks and diary entries expressing his growing rage at Kennedy. His journals also contained many nonsensical scribbles that were thought to be his version of free writing. He wrote also in support of communism. "Long live communism," he has says with a C, capital C. I firmly support the communist cause and its people. American capitalism will fall and give way to the workers' dictatorship. Now, given the fact that the guy has never done anything to clearly dissociate himself from this combination of Palestinian terrorism and international communism, the idea that he deserves, and they say he deserves it because he has followed all these activities in prison. He studied Tai Chi. He has attended Alcoholic Anonymous meetings. I mean, okay, fine. He's alive. He will continue to be alive. But one hopes not with the people of California or with the chance of doing more damage to the public. There's also somebody else who has gotten a reconsideration long after he actually was on this earth, and that is Robert E. Lee. Robert E. Lee is a fascinating figure. He's a fascinating figure in terms of character, in terms of impact. But honestly, the idea that they had this 21-foot statue, it was put up in 1890, and it was a statue on behalf of a very effective general, smart military man, brilliant individual, apparently a good family man, but also a slave owner, and also somebody who decided at the biggest decision of his life that he was going to risk his life for the sake of a cause that involves killing hundreds of thousands, literally, of American soldiers. And the purpose of the cause was to allow him to continue to enslave people. I'm sorry, it is so incredibly obvious. It was put up in 1890 at a time when the myth of the lost cause was spreading everywhere. I don't agree with President Trump on this. President Trump said Robert E. Lee is considered by many generals to be the greatest strategist of them all. President Lincoln wanted him to command the North, in which case the war would have been over in one day. It's true, Lincoln wanted him to command the North. It wouldn't have been over in one day. Trump also said that if Lee had been in command in Afghanistan, we would have won the war years ago. I'm not known to be such a terrific counter-terrorist fighter. We will be right back with the truth about ivermectin coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is taking the state of Texas to court over its new abortion law. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the lawsuit that's being brought against the state as abortion is once again the center of a fierce political debate.
This kind of scheme to nullify the Constitution of the United States is one that all Americans, whatever their politics or party, should fear. If it prevails, it may become a model for action in other areas, by other states, and with respect to other constitutional rights and judicial precedents.
President Biden set to sign an executive order requiring all federal workers to be vaccinated. The requirement will include millions of federal contractors as well. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm very pleased to meet over the air Joshua Cohen, who is an independent healthcare analyst with over 22 years of experience analyzing healthcare and pharmaceuticals. He has held a position with Tufts University, where he was a postdoctoral fellow, and he at the Tufts Center for the Study of Drug Development. He was a postdoctoral fellow at Penn at University of Pennsylvania, and completed a PhD in economics at the University of Amsterdam. And he's a smart guy, and he's written a terrific piece. We'll post it on our website at michaelmedved.com. Send it out on our newsletter. It's a piece in Forbes.com. And it's entitled Ivermectin, a 40-year-old antiparasitic now embedded in a COVID-19 culture war. Joshua, thanks very much for joining us.
Sure.
Okay, my first question here, and I don't really know the answer, and I hope you do. How did this craziness get started? I mean, everybody says, all the medical experts, this is not recommended for human usage to combat COVID-19. Who and how did we get started with this sort of craze that is largely on the right in America about using ivermectin?
It's an excellent question, and there isn't an easy answer to that question. But we do know with the internet there are any number of assertions, unproven treatments, all kinds of protocols that people may or may not follow. And not everything on the internet, as you know, has been vetted properly. And so ivermectin, as well as some other treatments, follow along the line of an unproven treatment, which some, again, on the internet and elsewhere, have touted as being, at least anecdotally, helpful in combating COVID-19. But then there are no studies to support this. That is, there are clinical trials ongoing on ivermectin, but no evidence to date that ivermectin helps. And the reason why this is something I call a culture war, or at least it's embedded in a culture war, is that here you have this treatment, this unproven treatment, at least against COVID-19. It has, by the way, some other human uses, but not COVID-19. You have it pitted against proven measures, such as the vaccines, which are preventive as well. So, you know, we know from Benjamin Franklin, he said, an ounce of prevention what's the expression?
Worth a pound of cure.
Worth a pound of cure. Thank you. And so with a preventive measure, and vaccines are definitely preventive, they're not foolproof, but they are preventive, and they've been proven, not just in clinical trials, but now we have real-world evidence. We literally have hundreds of millions, if not more, people globally who've taken the vaccines, and we see that the vaccines prevent severe illness in the vast majority of people. We also see that it reduces transmission, perhaps less than we wanted. There are breakthrough infections, but it's a proven preventive measure, and it's pitted in this culture war against something that's unproven. And again, to answer your question, I don't know where this is coming from. I don't quite understand the anti-science movement, or perhaps even contrarian movement, especially in the midst of a pandemic, but here we are.
Yeah, okay, one of the questions I would have here is that, and you mentioned this in your piece, Joshua, that Merck, the company that makes ivermectin, they don't recommend it. They urge people not to use it. Now, if you're selling this, and there was any hope at all that it could actually help people, wouldn't they be promoting it and trying to make some money?
They would be the first to promote it. And just very briefly, a background on that. So they do manufacture ivermectin. Merck was the company in the 1980s, so a long time ago, 40 years ago, that developed the product. And it has some human uses, specifically for neglected tropical diseases like river blindness. And it also has, as we know, many veterinarian uses. But yes, Merck said very clearly in a statement which it put out, a press release saying, look, we don't have evidence that our product essentially does anything to help with COVID-19. So effectively,
okay, that's very important. But something else that's important that you might be able to cast some light on. What is the deal with this anti-vax movement generally? I mean, because there were people opposed to measles vaccines, opposed to tetanus and whooping cough and rubella vaccines. And, of course, there are all kinds of people who are opposed to flu shots. Now, vaccines work, right? You've researched this. They actually save lives, save pain. Why this entire, it seemingly well-funded movement of people who want to stop us from taking vaccines?
It is incredible. It's it's a very good question, and we don't have easy answers to it. But just to mention the fact that vaccines have not only saved lives for measles and polio and other diseases like that, they've saved lives in countless diseases worldwide. We're talking probably hundreds of millions of lives saved. And with COVID-19, we don't have an estimate yet, but it's likely going to be in the millions, perhaps even tens of millions of people who will be saved by COVID-19 vaccines. Yet, there is this anti-vax movement. And the anti-vax movement is not something new, as you alluded to. It's been around for a while. There were always concerns, like there are with any therapeutic or any other vaccine, there are always concerns with side effects. And no one denies that there are, you know, no side effects with vaccines. There can be, right? You can have a sore arm, you can maybe have a headache, that sort of thing. But people have also said on the anti-vax movement, they have said, well, vaccines, like the MMR vaccine, one of the childhood vaccines, it produces autism, or it can contribute or lead to autism. That was debunked several times. In fact, the author of the paper had to retract it. And we've had this repeatedly over the last several decades, in which the anti-vax movement has cited papers, published papers in some cases, that later were retracted, and claimed falsely that vaccines lead to death or lead to severe illness. And again, just to reiterate, I think it's very important for the audience to know that without vaccines, measles, rubella, mumps, polio, smallpox, et cetera, and now COVID-19, we would have hundreds of millions, if not billions, more deaths in the world. And so, to me, it's a no-brainer. And I'm not someone who denies that there are no side effects from any vaccine. There can be side effects from vaccines. And I also know that they're not foolproof. That is, sometimes they don't work. But that's not a reason to not use them. That's not a reason to falsely claim that they are somehow killing people, or we should resort to unproven treatments like ivermectin.
Right. Horse dewormer, it just has such a great resonance. So you feel reassured when you see that happy picture of the thoroughbred there on the box. I mean, man, Joshua Cohen, your piece is a must-read. It really is. It's at Forbes magazine. Post it up at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with religious exemptions to vaccines. Really? Why? Coming up on the MedVed Show.
Several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow. Whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is so much going on. Apparently, there will be announcements coming up. It may be this evening. It may be tomorrow for all kinds of new vaccine mandates through the federal government. And, of course, President Biden and his administration encouraging more vaccine mandates. And by the way, it's changed. Things have changed about this particular issue, and it's changed fairly dramatically in just the last couple of days, because it's now much more of a nonpartisan thing, particularly regarding trying to encourage as many people as possible to get vaccines. It's very, very few people who will oppose that proposition. You can call if you want to. Jim, in Atlanta, Georgia, you're on the Michael Medved show.
Michael, please explain to me, what I'm missing about this Sirhan case. My understanding is that the judge or whoever's in charge of this said that the prosecution has not proven that that Sirhan is still going to be a danger to the community after going to AA and taking, was it anger management or something like
right,
that?
Right, anti-chi, yeah.
Is it really the job of the prosecution to prove what he might or might not do in the future?
Well, here's the problem. It normally is. At least the prosecution is supposed to be represented there at the hearing. And to explain why, well, no, we don't think he's become this tranquil, passive, remorseful, solid citizen. But you know what? The prosecution didn't show up. You know why?
Uh-oh. Why?
The district attorney in Los Angeles, and this was a crime, of course, in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, the Ambassador Hotel, the prosecution guy named Charles Gaskin, who is an extreme leftist who doesn't believe in life imprisonment or the death penalty. And he thinks that elderly prisoners should all be let loose. So he boycotted. There was no one representing the side of sanity at the initial hearing. So the two parole officers who were there at the initial hearing went ahead and gave their recommendation without opposition. And now it's in the hands of the governor. Really, the governor is the only one who can stop this at this point. And I think it's extremely likely if Gavin Newsom gets booted out of office that the new governor, whoever it is, it could well be Larry Elder, will stand firm. And by the way, there's a recall going on now for this district attorney, too, who is a schmuck and deserves being tossed out on his ear as well. Does that help to explain?
So.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's very much similar to so much that is wrong in our country, really, which is people who are driven by an ideological agenda that has nothing to do with justice, fairness, or sanity. Mike in Redmond, Washington. You're on the Michael Medved Show. Hello, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. I'd like to know why you just can't be honest when you talk about things. You know darn well that there is a veterinary use ivermectin and a human use ivermectin. A doctor is not going to prescribe the veterinary use to humans. And do you think that you're smarter than the doctor that treated the President of the United States and many other people? Are you smarter than Ben Carson?
I don't claim to be, and I don't claim to know more about medicine than they do. I don't believe that Ben Carson has recommended ivermectin. If he has, I'm very disappointed in him. I don't believe the President of the United States was treated with ivermectin. I'm almost sure that he was not. And that's either President of the United States. And the point about this is, when you have statements from the CDC and from the FDA and from every medical association, Dr. Fauci, I'm sure you don't like Dr. Fauci, but he just warned against using ivermectin to treat or prevent COVID-19. Quote, there is no evidence whatsoever that works, and it could potentially have toxicity. And I read you a list that was prepared by the FDA of all of the negative impacts from ivermectin, which are vastly more serious and more substantial than any negative impacts or side effects from the Pfizer or Moderna or J&J vaccines. So what's your source of information on ivermectin?
Pretty much anywhere, which you clearly don't do any research. You know that ivermectin is an extremely safe drug. It's been used forever, right?
Okay, and I'm sorry why do you believe that the government statements from the FDA? Now, you trust the FDA, I assume, with everything, drugs you take, food you eat. It's the Food and Drug Administration. They do a pretty decent job. And when they get together with the CDC, And the director of infectious diseases with the CDC, who's Dr. Fauci, don't you think it's more worthwhile to trust them than to trust Congressman Louis Gohmert?
What their doctors are suggesting that they try.
Okay, look, if the doctors, they have their own medical associations to deal with. It's a very small minority of doctors. You know that.
Part of Joe Rogan's treatment that he just did, that was part of his concoction of treatment for his COVID.
Correct.
Did he get horse dewormer, or did he get the human ivermectin?
I don't know. I have no idea. You can ask him, and you can ask him why he decided to take it. And I'm glad he's better, and I'm glad people do get better. Apparently, that's one of those things that happens with the Delta variant. But what I don't understand is why, given the fact that we have a vaccine that has been literally given to more than a billion, it's now more than 2 billion people around the world, and has a record of working remarkably well at bringing down hospitalization, bringing down serious illness, I mean, the idea
that the law for being able to authorize emergency use vaccines, there has to be no treatment for the disease. So that's why the government has to dismiss any treatment for COVID.
They don't have emergency authorization anymore. It now is fully authorized by the FDA. The FDA, in a statement today, says, when can taking ivermectin be unsafe? And they answer, the FDA has not authorized or approved ivermectin for the treatment or prevention of COVID-19 in people or animals. Ivermectin has not been shown to be safe or effective for these indications. And the idea that The big problem with ivermectin, and I have never had any experience with the drugs, with animals or people or anything else of that nature, but clearly it is being used as, quote, an alternative to vaccines. And the fewer people who take the vaccines, the more people are going to be infected and suffer. And the longer time it will be before we get our country back to normal, which we emphatically all want, I would think. Here is New York Times, and again, a fine piece by David Leonhardt. He says, Delta really has changed the course of the pandemic. It is far more contagious than earlier versions of the virus and calls for precautions that were not necessary a couple of months ago, like wearing masks in some indoor situations. But even with Delta, the overall risks for the vaccinated remain extremely small. Yet, as Dr. Monica Gandhi, an infectious disease specialist at the University of California, San Francisco, wrote on Friday, the messaging over the last month in the U.S. has basically served to terrify the vaccinated and make unvaccinated eligible adults doubt the effectiveness of the vaccines. And because of that overreaction, I think it has led to people to take interest in ivermectin, which if you're suffering from river blindness or other, there's another tropical disease, apparently it has been proven and approved for that. It's amazing to me that in this country right now, with all of our sources of information and all of our great fortresses of knowledge and science, that there are so many people who believe errant nonsense. We can do better, and should, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.